to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is LB Bork, sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. This is a National Intel Report. And we're going to be talking to Paul Topet from Poker Face. Also, the second hour, we're going to have on Joseph Rory. He has a site that deals with Civil War issues and things of that nature. So it should be a very interesting show. Shortly, Paul will be joining us. We're going to be talking to him about the hopefully upcoming concert in Texas that John Stadtmiller. Also, he's going to be appearing in New York City. I know people from New York are probably not patriotic like us out there, especially from the people of Texas where this show broadcast from. But anyway, they're going to hit New York and try to educate him this weekend at Crash Mansion. And that should be a pretty good show if you can stop in and see him. Good thing. And we got some on the site today that deal with today's show. If you want to go to packandlaw.org and go to the bottom of the page, we have documentation that assists in following the show today. Click on RBN Live or the Ultimate Remedy, and you can get the material that is posted there, and you can view it and review it at your leisure. You can download most of the documents that I will be talking about today, probably mostly on the second hour of the show. Like I said, you can read them at your leisure. And we'd like to have callers call in and talk about these things. If they can kind of review them the first part of the show, we can go over things on the second part if you have any questions. A few of them are long, but there's a lot of information in there. Maybe you could scan it and pick some things out, and we can go over those things. But anyway, I hope everyone's having a good day. It's a pretty nice day up here in Wisconsin. I am broadcasting out of Wisconsin. The show, like I said, is based in Texas, as most know. Hopefully we got some new listeners on, so that wasn't dead information for most. Anyway, let's see, where can we go from here? Way of Red Amendment today. It's the book I wrote several months or so, and it's got a lot of information in it on the 14th Amendment. Pierces some of the things that people believe that's happened in regard to the so-called Civil War period. There's real good information in it. The fundamental purpose of it is to explain the 14th Amendment. But anyway, let's give one away. The question for today, and I asked this a couple weeks ago, and someone called in and got the question right, or it was a two-part question, but they never returned with information regarding where to send the thing. So I'm going to try it again today and see if people can answer it today. Okay, the first part of the question is, what do Karl Marx and Ted Turner have in common? That's the first part of the question. And the second part is, what did Alexander Hamilton and Karl Marx have in common? Okay, that's the question. And the first one to call in and answer that can get a free Red Amendment sent to him. So we hope you come back. We got a break coming up here. This is a National Intel Report. See you on the other side of the break. Thank you.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is Ravi Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. It's Thursday afternoon on the 20th of April. I don't know how many people had to file taxes this year, but you're past due if you didn't do it. I know I haven't for a while. Probably 10 years now. Anyway, good afternoon. It is Thursday, like I stated a second ago. This is the National Intel Report. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller. This is L.B. Bork of the People's Awareness Coalition. I have a website that's called packandlaw.org. You can visit that website right now and download some of the informational material that we're going to be talking about on the show today. It is packandlaw.org, and then you go to the bottom of the page. There's a RBN logo and also the Ultimate Remedy. You can click on either one of those two things to get the information. Anyway, as I said at the top of the hour when we first started, I've got Paul Topetti of Poker Face on the show today. Without further ado, let's bring him on. Are you there, Paul?
Today, I'll be.
How's it going? I know we talked earlier today, but I know you got a lot going on. You guys are pretty busy. I know you have a big show coming up in New York this
weekend.
Yeah,
that's anybody in the tri-state area that's listening, we'd love to meet you. We're playing at the Crash Mansion, which is 199 Bowery, more like the southern end of the island there. But we go on a 10, and if you want to check out, you know, where the directions are, you can go to crashmansion.com or you can go to our website at pokerface.com, and you know, you can find your way there. It'd be great.
Yeah. We've known each other for a while. I kind of forgot how we got together. It's been so long.
Yeah, well, maybe We the People.
It's possible. I wasn't involved too much with We the People. So.
Right, well, I just know the people in the organization. I like them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying they're doing bad things. did you see the movie they have out?
I've just seen the trailer from Aaron Russo's film, America from Freedom to Fascism, and I hear it's dynamite. Can't wait till it's released a little wider so we can go see it, too.
Yeah, they're supposed to release it publicly, quote-unquote, on the 4th of July. I hope he can get that done because it's a real eye-opener.
Anybody that can, please donate to the cause. He needs, you know, the cash, one, to make copies, and two, to get it there.
Sure,
so,
exactly.
So help a fellow patriot out. He's done some great stuff within the community of America First, and, you know, he's a good man.
Yes. You did a lot of work with them in D.C., like rallies and things, haven't you, in the past?
He was supposed to show up at a rights rally in 1996, but I think the feds were hitting his house on Bali, and he had to do something about that. And I don't know if that's true or not. That's what they were telling us. And then I got to meet him personally finally at the 2004 Libertarian National Convention that was held in Atlanta. That was a great time. A lot of like-minded people there, and just got to meet and talk to people in depth about, you know, similar ideas and visions on how to improve this country or get back to where we started, free.
Yeah, exactly. I think you and I have discussed we have different principles that we stand on. As you know, I'm a constitutional paralegal or scholar. I've studied the Constitution now for 10 years, and that's my forte, so I try to get people on the right path using the language. I say union instead of country, but that's me.
Right.
I'm a real stickler for that type thing. So anyway, what else do you have going on? I know John had you on, John Stattmiller had you on a few weeks ago, and you talked about a Texas get together.
It's still in the works, and the Danny Romero and some friends are going to try to. I think it's Kelly from the office that's going to try to find the right venue that's going to be able to bring us in and throw a little powwow, and hopefully Jimmy Vaughn might be able to make it out in Jan too, and just have everybody, you know, within that local area come out to just hang with other freedom loving people and, you know, come talk. There's a lot of us. There's more of us than there are of them. So it's time we found out who each other are and just say hi.
Yeah. Well, I know we've known each other for a while, but we've never met in person, believe it or not.
Nothing that emails and telephones. Hey, brother, we came close to you in 2004 when we when we played with Mark Farner up on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's like, we can't get any closer than that, man. You know?
That's exactly right, and I just didn't know about it far enough in advance. I should have. Shoot, I do your website for you.
Exactly, man.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if I was busy at that time or what.
You probably were, man. We all are. They keep us busy with trivial stuff so that we have no time.
Oh, I know. See, that's the worst thing I think about the movement is they've got us going all different directions, and we can't really center. I've been trying to get people under the blanket of what we're doing for several years now. And,
maybe some real freedom music festivals will start coming back into gear, and then we can all start coalescing and sharing and exchanging and doing what needs to be done, you know?
Yeah,
we need a place to gather, and we don't have any of that. You know, we're kept separated by our differences. Like, you set aside this 20% differences and come together as Americans. And I don't care what background you come from, just act like an American and strive towards freedom. Because if you're acting free, then you know what, you're too busy to enjoying your life as I'm enjoying mine, and that's the way God intended it to be.
That's what I try to get through to people, because this whole thing set up as a commercial plantation.
Oh, my God, it is, with everybody with the market share.
Yes, exactly. I don't know if you noticed, because I know you're not a corporate person, per se, but they used to call the, you know, personnel departments, the people that work for the companies or corporations, even personnel departments. In the last 10 or so years, they converted it to human resources.
Human resources, I know.
I mean, they're just blatant, right in your face with everything.
Shadow on the global plantation, brother.
Exactly.
Hey, pretty soon we'll all be chipped, so don't you worry, man.
That's not going to happen to me.
Oh, me either, man. But that's where the, you know, I find it really interesting at this time. It seems like there's two major groups, and we're both headed in opposite directions. We, the free, are going towards freedom and trying to, you know, right this country. And those for the fascist, or as I call it, commu-fascism, you know, the government types, the statists, the tyrannists, they're all marching the other way. And they're all setting up, like, you know, camps across the country for us, which, you know, didn't they do that in Germany? No, didn't Hitler do everything with his legalese? He didn't have to do anything outside the law? And isn't that kind of like what the current machine pretenders are doing to us right now?
Yes.
You know, scaring people into passing laws that should never have been even on the written on the books, but were stored for the last 15, 20 years, ready to be, hey, we need this. Let's throw some anthrax in some mail, and, you know, let's scare some senators into not even reading what they're signing their names to and putting us under the scariest act called Patriot. I mean, what an onus, man. That's, how can you call something that's so anti-freedom the Patriot Act?
Well, it's all plus and minus. You know, they say yes, and it really means no.
No. Yeah, well, you have to learn that language. So, like, when they're lying to you in your face, they're actually telling you the truth.
Right. That's what my book's about, you know, this communist thing. You know, they've been after this a long time, as you know, because you're one of the most knowledgeable people I know in regard to the conspiracy that doesn't exist, the conspiracy theories, as they try to make us think it is.
Brother, we should have, like, PhDs in this stuff, really.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you know more about the background of this than I do. But I came to the conclusion that the communism or Marxism, the Communist Manifesto is just a fascist blueprint. That's all it was. And, you know, this thing's global, as you said a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's a global plantation.
Global.
It's always global. So, you know, it's really nothing for them to take, you know, like Russia and turn that into a communist federation for a few years and then, you know, say, oh, it's done now. But really, that wasn't the ultimate goal. It's all in the Communist Manifesto. Point for point, it's all written. You know, it's there. It's a blueprint for fascism. All the planks of the Communist Manifesto are installed in the United States.
Well, there really isn't much difference between communism and fascism. They're both to the left side of the spectrum, except fascism is a little to the right of communism, so, of course, it's called, you know, right. But, you know, they're both isms, and they're both tyranny of the government over the people. One works with the corporations, and the other one works with the supposed worker parties of those corporations. But it's always pitting, pitting people against each other, creating factions that should never exist so that they're always beating up on each other, wasting time, energy, and momentum when it should be directed towards either cutting out the cancer that is running the system or living free and pursuing the uniqueness that you are as an individual, which this world constantly tries to beat out of you.
Yes. You call them the Republicrats, was it? And the
Republicans or Republicrats, yeah. Or you have the Demo Bloods or the Demo Crips or the Republic Fascists or Demo Commies. I mean, you can keep saying the terms that. But, you know,
mix
those are
up.
Terms that divide us when, you know, it's only the leadership of both parties that are the zealots, you know. They're the ones that want to push all this global garbage when, you know, like I say, the 80% crowd, you know, most of those people, we all have the same things that we're being oppressed, you know, or we're being taxed to death or we're being monitored to death. I don't need anybody knowing anything about me unless I commit a crime or I violate somebody's rights or damage their property where there's some real victim, not this, you know, this bogus war on drugs. Look, we should free the prisons of those who have committed no rights violations against anybody or damaged property. There's a lot of people. There's millions of people. We're the most, the state that imprisons its people the most. The land of the free. Now it's like the land of the fee and the home of the slave. And
exactly.
So that's what I fight, and that's what the band fights every day. And now we're going to have band practice at 7 o'clock, and I can't wait to rock with the brothers because it's like therapy for us. And plus, it's getting ready for the show Saturday, so it's always a good time.
Yeah. I don't know if Kelly can hear me, but I think the RBN website is down, and I do not know if there are any callers that are calling in to talk to Paul. So if she could call me on the phone during the break here, I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, can you join us after the half hour?
Sure.
Paul, and answer questions for people and things?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. We just got a short break coming up right now. Stop back with us, would you?
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hello. Anyway, I just told we were back on. Are you still there, Paul? Hello. Hey, Paul, you're there.
Yes.
Where were we at the break? John Stattmiller was chatting at me during the break, so I was a little
I was just talking about the evil empire, man. You know.
Right.
It's what it is. It's cool, man. I love how the symbology of the vampire reflects exactly what this group of. I don't even know if they're human beings, man, because the things that they do to another human being is just horrible. But
they're actually pirates. You know, the definition of a pirate in international law is someone that does not have allegiance to a country and he goes around pillaging. Okay, these guys have no allegiance to their countries. They're just stealing money for people, and that is their goal. So technically, as a matter of law, they are pirates.
Technically, as a matter of law, as a legalist, that you're exactly right. But as a symbology that I see from the first murder, Cain, you know, whose father was a serpent, you know, they're vampires, man. They're bloodsuckers, you know. They suck you dry until there's nothing left of your soul. They've beaten it out of you, your humanity, the thing that was there to be loved by God, and, you know.
Exactly. And that's what they've done with the United States of America. It's been sucked dry now,
yeah.
And I the money market's showing it, and it's just about done in regard to what they've created over the past 100-plus years.
Since the War of Northern Aggression, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when this country died, as envisioned by our forefathers. You know, the greatest president was Andrew Jackson, who shut the banks down.
Yeah.
And we prospered. We created canals throughout the country. We created the railway systems throughout the country. We conquered the West. And then we had the war. And then we started to shut down. And that was the beginning of the tyranny, the beginning of the Federalist Union.
Yeah, well, the Federalists came in at the beginning, but my research tells me Thomas Jefferson pretty much put the kibosh on it. But it slowly they got it back. And after the Civil War, of course, they did the Reconstruction Acts, and that's when it all went downhill. That's why I call my book The Red Amendment, because it was the implementation of, one, debt, which is red in bookkeeping when you're in debt, and two, the implementation of communism.
I like that. I didn't realize that's why you did that.
Yeah, that's why I call it the Red Amendment. Anyway, we got a caller in Wisconsin. Clinton, are you there? Clinton.
Yeah, this is me.
Yeah, do you have a question for Paul or something to tell him?
Well, sure, but I wanted to win my free book, buddy.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Did you call a couple weeks ago, or is this a new guy? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I asked you. I'm one of the people who've been misplaced out of his life's work by the fascism in professional licensing, and we talked about how I've lost my architectural career.
Right. Anyway, can you answer the question? I know it's a two-part.
Yeah, Karl Marx and Ted Turner share in common their avocation for central and nationalized control of land and natural resources, which Marx established through his manifesto writings, and Turner manifests through his power and wealth and all these various lands.
That's a little extended answer. I just wanted the answer. They're both communists.
Well, the second question, Hamilton and Marx share in common their avocation of a central nationalized banking system.
Correct. Okay, you got the book. Call back, okay, and then give them your address, and we'll get that shipped out to you.
Yeah, I have a fast question for you, though. I'm a little hard of hearing, too loud with the guitars in my own band practice. I'm sure that Paul will get a kick out of that. So can you really elucidate the web domain name, please?
Poker, like the game?
No, not
in one word,
face.
Poker Face.
No, that one's easy. Pack and Law.
Oh, it's PAC. That's People's Awareness Coalition, INLAW.
PAC and as in the
conjunction
A-N-D?
No, IN. PAC in Law.
P-A-C-K-N?
No, it's People's Awareness Coalition, PACIN, as in
ignorant. I got it. All right. Thank you very much.
LAW.org. Did you have something for Paul before we go to break here?
Yeah, you're on the east side of the Union.
I said
Paul
on the
is.
East side?
Yeah. You're
no, I said the southern right. The southern states had every right to do what they did. The Federalists had, the Federalists, which was Lincoln, basically did an extra constitutional act or an illegal act and declared war on them.
So, I think his question was, you're in Pennsylvania, which is on the east side of the Union.
I was born here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was hoping maybe someday we'd have a chance to maybe sit in one another. Do some screaming. But thanks. I'm glad to win the book. And it's LV.
LB. It stands for Leonard Brett. That's my handle.
LB.
LB
is in bravery, huh?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate listening to you, and I'll take off.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you're in Pennsylvania, Paul. You've been there all your life, pretty much?
We're traveling, during the summer months all over the place.
Yeah,
especially down in Mexico, seeing pretty much ruin that that area of the world has to share. That's pretty cool.
I know you're against the unlawful immigration too, even though you have roots of the same people that are coming across the border.
Look, brother, it's an American and it's a Mexican thing. Love Americans and love Mexicans, but don't come here criminally, okay? Come here just like everybody else has, like my father did.
We've established, principles here, and they're not willing to live by them, it looks
like.
Yeah,
no assimilation, you get kicked out.
Right, exactly. Anyway, the break's coming up, but I wanted to get into another subject. You sent me an email in regard to maybe having some heavy promotion done for the band. And we can talk about that after the break here.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is the National Intel Report. This is L.B. Bortz sitting in for John Stadtmiller. We do a thing on Thursdays called Education Thursdays or Solution Thursday. What we're trying to do is educate people in what to do to get out of the system as it exists. So that's the main purpose for this dedication of time. Anyway, yeah, I can hear the board. Do we have some technical problems going on? Okay, that's fine. Paul, are you still there? Okay, let me finish up my spiel here. Anyway, this time is dedicated for education, and I think if you caught, I said I was a webmaster for Poker Face, and I think they're doing a great job in educating America. Okay, I dedicate my time to Paul. I haven't asked them for a dime to do the work for him, but I really believe in what they're doing. And I think Paul has a lot to offer along with his band. And that's why we're talking to him today.
Thank you for that, man.
And
thank you for the help, brother. It's very much appreciated.
Yep. Anyway, we got some more people calling in. Sorry we can't get your music on today. I guess some problems on the board. But NationalPublicRadio.com. We just installed a new player there today. So,
yeah, it's working pretty smooth. I'm loving it.
Yeah. We're going to here in the next month. It's time for a facelift. Anyway, Hank in Texas, are you there? Hank. Okay, he hung up.
So what's been happening, man?
Yeah, like I website's down. I can't. How about Woody in Pennsylvania?
Hear me.
Woody, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Great. At least we got a hold of someone. You're from the same country as Paul is, Pennsylvania.
Yep. And I wanted to tell Paul, I finally found my master, and I have his copies made of the deal over in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Great, brother. You have our address, right?
Yeah. I've got your website, so I can go get it and get it to you.
Fantastic, man. Thank you.
But I couldn't find them for a while, and I finally located the master, so I got them made up, and they're ready to come.
That's great. We'll look forward to seeing them.
Good enough. You want four of them for your...
Please.
Okay.
Everybody that gets jealous otherwise, you know. I'm kidding.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Anyway, before the break, I mentioned, I don't know if people heard it, but you emailed me, which looked to be some real heavy-duty promotion. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're holding up our sleeve right now, man. So, you know,
so you don't want to talk about it.
Wait till, like, you know, cements a little bit more. But, yeah, some cool stuff that's coming our way. God's blessing us. So maybe we'll be seen on a more national, larger level.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are getting fed up. You talk to more people than I do because you guys travel a lot. I used to do seminars but haven't been doing too many lately. I'm going to probably start doing them again this fall, but right now I'm not doing them. So do you feel the air is a little more ripe for turning things around than it was 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's like we started writing this music back in 94 when we definitely, you know, changed the gears. And when we started writing the music back then, people were like, what are you guys talking about this stuff? And it's like it was way ahead of its time. It's like writing music for a generation of people that don't know that they're a big mass of people, a mass consciousness of freedom. But it's going to come to that point where we're all going to realize that we are a big group. We are bigger than the ones that are trying to enslave us. And this is our country, and it's going to start. We're sleeping giant right now, but you know what? You're starting to wake us up. You're pissing us off. So it's like if the time's going to come down where there's going to be a throwdown, and it's going to be the free against the tyranny. And I believe God blesses those who love him and love the truth and love the freedom. So
I agree. I want to see a peaceful turnover, you know.
Brother, I pray for that every day, but unfortunately, you know, God allows the greed, the anger, the murdering heart to live its free will out too. And sometimes there's enough mass of evil in the world, he allows the wars to go down. I mean, that's the best explanation I ever heard, and it makes a lot of sense. It's like if you truly have free will, every action that you have, there has to be the reaction. And if there's negative reactions to the point that there's so much negativity, it needs to kill itself off until people are really sick and tired of seeing blood and the stench of death and looking at, you know, murdered people. Then their hearts go like, you know, I don't want to kill anymore. Let's like try to work it out again. Let's try to be like, you know, brothers like we really are.
I'm of belief that the past 100+ years they've created all these wars and hate.
Of course they have.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. And then and all on bogus pretenses, you know. Sinking of the Maine or the Gulf of Tompkins or, you know, Pearl Harbor or the new world scarism with the towers. It's like, you know, each one of them, you know, the pretext that they sold us on are lies.
I agree. Anyway, do we have Melissa? Is she on the line still?
Here.
Do you have a question for Paul or something nice to say to him?
Oh, yeah. First, Paul, I was going to try and call in while you were on Frank Whalen's show, but I had to go out and labor so I could trade it for some funny money. So I ran off to work that day.
Frank, I had a blast with Frank. And
he's a wild guy.
Yeah, his heart's great.
Do you and your band ever do you ever cover other people's music, or do you only do your own?
We only do our own, but we're in the studio now working on Disc 5, Peace of War, and Disc 6 to be announced. But we're doing a concept disc called And the Lies Came Down, which we hope to be our generation's version of the Pink Floyd's The Wall or Queensryche's Operation Mindcrime.
Well, I was going to say. Oh, okay.
On this disc, there'll be 16 new tunes.
Uh-huh.
Six of our old tunes that will go along with the storyline. And then we're going to pick 10 songs from the greats of the late 60s, early 70s when they were writing all the great protest music. And we're going to try to do as many of the original songs with at least one member of the band. So in terms of doing covers, that will probably be the closest thing that we will ever do to covers.
Okay, well, see, the one that comes to mind right away for me would be Dogs of the War by Pink Floyd.
Awesome song.
Yeah.
I love everything by them, even early stuff.
And then how about, did you ever listen to the Radio Chaos from Roger Waters?
Some of the songs. I didn't own the album, so I did not listen to all the songs on it.
Well, there's one on there called The Powers That Be that is just...
phenomenal.
Yeah, and, you know, these were done in 87, and it sounds like today.
Well, you know, this tyrannical government that is becoming, it's being birthed before our eyes, it's been in the works for many years, so, you know, our predecessors have only shined a light on what they knew of it at that time.
Well, and when you're, I mean, pardon me, but I really think Pink Floyd is like, you know, there's none that can equal them.
No, but we want to follow in their footsteps, and I was blessed to meeting them in Philadelphia at their last set of series of gigs, three of them in Philadelphia. They hung out at a club called Egypt. My producer at the time, he actually put the sound system in the club, and he was invited, so we got invited. And I got to talk to everybody in the band except the keyboard player, and I got to talk to David Gilmour for, like, about a minute. I didn't want to waste his time. He looked tired. He looked like he just put on a kick-ass show, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just went up there and said, thank you for the great music, and please keep making more.
Yeah.
And
well, I just wonder how influenced they were, and you know, maybe the whole Welcome to the Machine and, by the way, which one is Pink, you know, the parody of being a super band, and then the way that the owners and, you know, the elite would treat them. It must have been a very hollow thing to get as far as they did and realize that what they were dealing with was just, you know, creatures, not even human.
Well, I think that's a realization, but sometimes people also realize that these are the tools that they have to get the message out, even in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're working with the tools that they have at hand, why begrudge them? They're doing what God gave them at that time, and they're doing the best that they can. And
I know.
They're human beings. We're all sinful. We're in the flesh, so that.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, you know, they put everything into what they were doing, and then to find out what kind of evil was really at the top of it all, it must be very...
disheartening?
Yeah, especially if you don't know Jesus Christ.
And if you don't, yeah, exactly, why?
Yeah, and to me, I just see all of this as Bible fulfillment, you know, everything that's going down, and I'm not afraid of what's happening, and I'm not sitting back and watching it happen without trying to help stop the evil. I am doing what I know how to do, but...
I just wanted to get it over with, okay? Bring it on.
I know, but we can't, because there might be one more that hasn't quite made it in the door yet, you know? We have to hold on and...
Oh, I understand. Everything's on God's time.
Exactly.
But me being a human being, I'm impatient. It's like, look, we know we're going to go through this, so let's just have at it and get over with.
Yeah.
And be done with it so we can live free again.
Well, yeah, it's just the process sometimes takes longer than we would like.
That's something I've learned with this career of ours. And we put in a lot of time, but what it's done is it's forced us, not forced us, it's a bad word, but we've had to make connections with other human beings that normally we're just very independent beings. We normally wouldn't make those connections, but because we all have the same goal in mind, it's made us make, you know, allies or making, you know, friendly centers over here so that we can all kind of like pass on the same kind of feeling of like, look, this is where we're headed towards free, and
right.
And that's for you and me,
right, and
so for us music is the way, and that, you know, it allows us to beat through so many of the walls that they've programmed in our heads from birth.
Well, see if you can go in somewhere and find Radio Chaos and look at that song The Powers That Be, because it's just most amazing.
Well, I thank you for that, and I'll definitely do that.
All right. Thank you for talking with me.
Sure.
Thank you, LB.
Thanks. You bet. Thanks for listening and calling in also. Yeah, anyway, you guys are doing a great job. Your music says it all. I think one of my favorite songs was Illuminati, because I kind of like a good driving beat, and that definitely has it. It's featured on the PAC website. It's actually getting some hits the past few days.
Great, brother.
I don't know.
You got a lot of great information on there.
Yeah, did you go through PAC deprogramming yet?
To be honest with you, I think I'm like 60% the way through, so I still have to go back. It's informative, man. It takes a while to get through everything, even with the fast connection, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty lengthy. People post it on their forum boards, and they say this is well worth the time, but it takes about an hour to an hour and a half to go through it. But there's also a PDF version with the same information in it. But the reason I put that up there like that is to get the kids involved, just like you guys are doing, you know.
With the interactive part of the disc, you got to make it entertaining, especially they've created with the vaccinations a whole generation of, like, ADD kids where you got to really keep their attention visually or sonically. Otherwise,
right,
their minds will race on anything else, you know.
Correct. You know, and that's just part of doing the things right. And that's what I set out to do, and it's working now. The deprogramming page has gotten like 1,500 hits in the last 4 days.
That's awesome, man.
That's awesome, and we're getting several hits from your site too daily now. So it's
lot of the hits we've gotten are from the America Free Press article that they did on the band recently, and America Free Press. I love that paper. It's my favorite paper.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I'd like to read the article. So. Send me the information later when you get
right,
time.
Bro.
I know. Anyway, we got someone on, Aaron from Texas. Are you still there?
I am. I don't know if this is off topic. I just caught the beginning of your show earlier about getting out of the system. And this is kind of a strange question, but I recently filled out some paperwork for my son's financial aid, and they sent it back to me kind of and said, well, we can't process this because we're not sure that you're son is a U.S. citizen. Do you have any information about that? Because I know I've been listening and I've heard things about the birth certificate and how really the only real U.S. citizens are in Washington, D.C. in the District of Columbia or something. And I try to explain this to somebody, and I just think it's kind of bizarre that he was born in Austin, Texas, and the Social Security office gave him a Social Security card, and, you know, that this would be shot back to me. And I kind of wonder if somehow I was flagged by Homeland Security or something, you know, bizarre. But any comments or any was this on topic? Were y'all talking about getting off out of the grid or out of the, you know, system, so to speak?
Yeah, first of all, yeah, we're going to be talking about those issues the second half. But I can briefly state that there's not just U.S. citizens in Washington, D.C. That's the whole premise of the 14th Amendment. It made everyone U.S. citizens,
mm-hmm.
and the whole system, the whole political system changed after the so-called Civil War, and you know. But anyway, back to your problem or question, I don't know what they're doing. If he was born in Texas, he is a U.S. citizen,
right?
And I don't believe in federal aid. All this is socialist based. The government has no business doing business with people. And if you go into the phone book, they're listed under business now. Socialism is business. It's all commercial based matters that someone else or a company or a private company could do.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but you know, if they're taking Social Security taxes out of my check every month, I'm sure not going to turn down when they go to
sure.
pay me my Social Security, you know?
Yeah, that's what we do. We get people on the good side of the law. And, well, like I said, I don't want to waste too much of this hour on that. But we take them out of that, and then we get the money back from Social Security based on fraud and disinformation. Yeah, so that's what
okay.
we do. Anyway, did you have a question for Paul?
No, I'm sorry. I just caught part of what y'all were talking about, and I know about his music and everything, and that's great.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You bet.
I'll listen to the second half, Dan. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, back on a point here. So you're gonna let's reiterate where you're gonna be this weekend. The Crash Mansion in New York.
Yeah,
do you have
Saturday
anything to add to that?
At 10 p.m. We get to do an hour show. I think there's three or four other bands before and after us.
Yeah, and, I think it's you got placed better this time. I remember the first time you went up there was like you got placed at 6 o'clock or something.
It was like 7:30, and they wanted us to be the headline band going on at 11:30, but you know, with the bus going up and how much you pay by the hour, so it's like, you know, it behooved us just to go on for the 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock slot. And it's a good time on a Saturday night. People are getting out at that time. And, you know, CrashMansion.com, check out the club and directions. It's 199 Bowery Street. It's hot. It's a beautiful club. I played in everything from CBGBs to Downtime to the Elbow Room and half a dozen others. This club is nice, especially for New York.
Especially for New York, everything's
well,
nice.
Well, brother, so many of them are like houses that they carved out and basically just opened it up on the inside, so it's really thin and long.
Yeah, okay,
this
I know what
you're saying. Club is wide and long, you know.
It's very, very upscale, too. I've seen the pictures. I know Jeff Johnson that, you know, that I work with on the website, he did a lot of work for them, too, and there's some awesome photos of the place that I've seen. I haven't been there personally, but it looks like a great place to go.
Yeah, so if you're in the tri-state area, please make it out and just hang out with some other Freedom Heads that love the rock.
Okay, we got a break coming up here. We're going to have Paul back for another 10 minutes. If you have any questions, call in. We'll try to get you on. This is a National Intel Report. This is L.B. Bork standing in for John Stattmiller today.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
life to pass away. For life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me.
That's, I'd rather die than be your slave. Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, I got cut off a couple times, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kelly said that it's like it's sailing out there.
Yeah. That's a great song. One of my favorites off that CD.
Thanks, brother. I have this acoustic version I did, like, when I was first writing it and before presenting, like, a lot of it to the band, and just my, you know, me duplicating my voices on it and, the guitar, and it's kind of cool, man. You know, it's something that I only play for friends that are close because it's too raw. But that's the nugget that grew into that song.
Yeah, the thing that's really unfortunate is you guys can't get booked because of your views. But that's the whole new world order, you know. Don't step on the toes of these guys.
Yeah, you know, if you go outside the censor box, then you know they try to make you non-person.
Sure.
And you know, as an American, that's totally anathema to the way I was brought up. And the more they push, the louder we scream. And then if they push too hard, then we just devote all of our time and attention to them, and we'll just make all the best songs that will be memorable, and people will be singing the lyrics and then acting upon them. So.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a caller from Massachusetts. Jeff, are you still there? Thanks for hanging on.
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Yeah. No. As far as what's going on in America is concerned, because I'm a thinker, too. And have you read the book called Red Cocaine by Joseph D. Douglas, Jr.?
Answer that, Paul. I have not.
Not that particular book, no.
There's also a book called Betrayed by the same author. And the whole book, Red Cocaine, is all about, and there's a quote by Mao Zedong, where Mao Zedong, back in 1928, talked about the use of drugs to soften a target area, and then after a captured region was secure, outlaw the use of all narcotics. It seems like to me that this current drug epidemic and this drug war, which is a joke, by the way, drugs are being pumped into this country by communist Czechoslovakia through Mexico, through Central America and South America and Cuba to literally soften this country down. And once this country gets softened and so dumbed down, then our enemies will come in and crush this country like a tin can.
The only thing I can say to that is they attack on many fronts. Just the drugs are just one. I mean,
you're right.
They screw us up more on the legal drugs with the Paxil Xanax combination than anything else. I see so many walking zombies, and I call them the Walking Dead. So
I agree with you.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the call. We were at the top of the hour. Thanks, Paul, for joining us.
Yeah, brother, I got to head to practice, so thanks so much, and hopefully I'll see some of the listeners out at the show Saturday night.
Sure.
Take care. God bless.
Bye. Join us at the other side of the hour. We're going to have Joseph Rory on, so we're going to be talking about state nationals and some information regarding status.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.